Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then lube up and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your family.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love.
Hello, everyone. This is Mrs. Atom.
And this is Mr. Atom.
Yes. Thank you for joining us here for another week.
What up?
By the by.
By the by.
Yeah.
We need a theme song.
We have one. Oh, well, that's an opening, I guess.
Yeah, we need a theme song.
Okay.
Like, I want to fuck you in the ass.
Wow.
I'm loopy. I'm sticky. All right. And not good, happy,
sick. I was going to say, like, why are you sticky?
Because I accidentally spray glued my hands, and then I tried to get it off, and it's sticky.
We probably have some Goo Gone.
Well, I also tried baby oil, because I thought the oil would cut through. It does not. Right. So now I just have, like, oh my God, what if I'm like Spider-Man? I'm going to go try to climb the apartment.
Go for it. I'm going to video this.
Stay tuned. Man dies after trying to climb apartment.
I was going
to
say, I'll video it and I'll dial 00 and be ready for the third 0.
Fine. Uh-huh. We go on vacation tomorrow.
I know.
Literally tomorrow.
It's exciting.
By the time you're listening to this, we will be 24 hours away from flying on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't want to think of work again.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a big month.
It's going to be a big month, yeah. Us. Yeah, it's exciting. We're leaving tomorrow to go to Passion in Paradise, which is going to be awesome.
Yes.
We did that last year.
Yes.
As many of you know.
Yes.
And so we're going to go back, be there for 5 days, and then we come home.
Well, one of us comes home. I guess we both come home together.
Yes.
And we have one last night, and then you fly
for take-back sex.
For take-back sex, and you fly to the States the very next morning.
I do.
And I'm going to be all alone for 10 days.
Not quite 10 days. It's only like 8 or 9 or something.
Okay. All alone for 8 days. Whatever
yes,
will
are.
I do?
You have a full social calendar. I don't want to hear it.
I'm going to masturbate a lot.
I don't think you're going to have to.
You're going to need gumshoes next time you come back to your apartment.
It's like, because you're going to go to our secret spot Halloween party while I'm gone.
Hopefully. Yes. Yeah. I haven't confirmed that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go by myself.
Mm-hmm. Your date falls through, just put it out on Twitter. I'm sure you can find a date.
Thanks. It should be fun. I am looking forward to I may work at our secret spot that night.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't go for fun, I'll go for work.
Yeah.
I'm happy to work.
Yeah, it's fun to be in that environment and see everybody all dressed up, and it's always a super busy night.
Yeah.
So
It'll be fine. So this past weekend, what have we done? We went. We had a meet and mingle on Friday night.
Yes,
that was fun.
Yep, our secret
spot.
We met
and we mingled.
Meet and mingle, which we have not been to in a number of months, just because of schedules and stuff.
And it was always one of our favorite.
I know
things.
It is. It's one of my favorite nights, especially a Friday night. Yeah. It's nice to go after work, just kind of chill out, relax. Yeah.
So we went there. Oh, actually, I guess before that even, you went to pick up something that I'm not sure we're even allowed to talk about just yet. So there's something that Angela picked up on Friday past that is amazing. And pictures are coming.
Yes.
But not just yet. Don't want to spoil the surprise.
You have to be patient.
It's going
to
be epic.
Patience.
I think anybody who's patient will probably see it. If today's Wednesday, Thursday or Friday. Thursday night or Friday morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yeah, so, and then we went to the meet and mingle. That was fun. Mm-hmm. We met, we mingled. Mm-hmm. We met some of the folks who are a couple that are going to be at Passion in Paradise.
Yes, there was an out-of-town couple that was here. And yeah, so they came to the meet and mingle. It was nice to chat with them for a little bit. Mm-hmm. We didn't play with them at the club afterwards, but that's okay because there'll be plenty of time at Passion.
That's right. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. And we went to the club.
Yeah.
We had a nice long play session with a lady. So, yeah. An MFF.
Mm-hmm.
Umph. Or a fmf. Or a fm. Actually, it wouldn't
be a fm.
It's a shorter mm. Fm. Because only one M. Anyway.
Yes.
I've only had like two sips of wine and I've lost the plot. It's all right.
So this was someone that I've played with before, but it was the first time that the two of us played with her.
Yes.
And I thought it was funny that while at one point you were going down on her and I had been sitting on her face for a bit, but then I came up and to give her a breather and she looks at me and she's like, I see why you keep him around.
I didn't hear that. I was busy focusing on my task at hand.
Like, yep, that's exactly why I keep him around.
That's great. Well, now I feel complimented. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yay. I need to put that on my Tinder profile. oral skills. Why she keeps me around.
Totally should. Also, why he keeps me around.
Nah. It's true.
Yeah, and then Saturday it was just a nice day. Finish up some shopping and prep for our trips. Yes. And last minute costume finishes.
Because we have...
And packing.
What, like 14, 18 days worth of costumes.
I know. It's crazy.
And there's a little bit of overlap.
There is
not a lot.
There is some overlap, but not
what I would consider a significant amount.
Yeah, yeah, because the themes are... Some of them, like you said, are similar enough to where we can use some pieces and parts for different weeks. And then, but I mean, overall, the themes are quite different.
Yes.
And we can, do you want to go through the Passion themes?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do that.
All right. So yeah, the themes for Passion in Paradise, the first night is Bordello.
Bordello. Which, you know, for the longest time I thought it was a type of mushroom. Then I thought it was a type of cheese. Then I thought it was a type of red wine that came from Italy.
And how old were you when you had each of these thoughts?
7, 18, and 32.
And now you know what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a cream, like hummus.
All right.
It's
okay.
A spread.
And what do you spread it on?
Your lady place.
And just for anyone out there who does not already, you should watch Big Mouth.
Yes, on Netflix. Please watch it. It makes me so happy.
It is absolutely hilarious. Yes. They deal with a lot of very appropriate topics in very deftly.
A very good, they're very good at it. Very sex positive.
Yeah.
But then you'll have to endure your partner who whispers these romantic things into your ear while you're having sex. Like, yeah, come in my lady place.
Go number three in my lady place.
Go number three in my lady place. And like, oh yeah, you're going to make thick in my warm. Yeah, so just be cognizant of that because that can be less than hot, but it does slow you down, so sex lasts longer.
Such a great show, though.
Yeah, great show.
Yeah, so packing, last-minute costume stuff, and the theme nights. That's right, that's where we were.
Bordello, sorry. Yep. Bordello is not a mushroom.
No, it's not.
So we got the first night is Bordello. Mm-hmm. I got to be honest, I am not terribly excited for this night. I am terribly excited for what our costumes are.
Yes. I am curious to see what everybody does, because the point of this night is for everybody to get dressed up. And the men are supposed to be in charge of the money and basically trading it for tricks from the women is kind of the gist of it. And
yeah. It seems a bit heteronormative
to
me. I gotta be honest, in this day and age of Kavanaugh and Trump, it does not seem like a great plan, but you know,
I'm kind of curious.
I'm still kind of curious to see how everybody does it. And of course we're doing it in our own special way.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But I do think it's interesting that the first time we've done anything like this, at least since we were in Australia, was at a pub crawl that Swinging Down Under hosted.
That's right. Oh my gosh, that was our first pub crawl we went to of theirs.
Yep, they did that, and it was the same thing. The guys had the money, and you know, you're supposed to pay the women to, you know, give you a kiss or do whatever or something. And I remember very early on, D gave me all of his money for promises for services in the future. And I know that C looked at him and she was like, what did you do with all your money? And he's like, she has it.
Because you just walked right up to him and you're like typical you and were like, you want to give me all your money. And he looked at you and went, I want to give you all my money. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have another friend who the Scotsman, mm-hmm. who I think they call him Mr. Belay, mm-hmm. who gave you all of his money for to go to the bathroom with him.
Yep. Yeah. I ended up with a lot of money that night.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So I'm kind of curious to see how this is going to go. I'm pretty sure that you're just going to walk up to the women and go, give me all your money.
Yeah.
This is a robbery.
It's interesting because, yeah, we'll see what kind of mood I'm in. Because at this point, I'm kind of like, I'm not really interested in the theme. So I really don't care about the money.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
But we all know you. Once it's a game and you're like, I could win, you will be like, I will cut you. This is a stick up. You'll be like mugging people on the way to the bathroom.
Ooh, can I take the little shock knife thing?
Oh my God, that would be awesome. Yes. Yes, you can.
Yeah. Okay.
But ask for consent before you mug people.
Right.
Is this going to be okay? Yes? Are you cool? Give me all your money. Great. So yeah, that'll be fun. Night number two?
It's day number two.
Oh, that's...
So they're giving people a chance because I know that last year a number of people went away on the Saturday. They went into Port Douglas for dinner. And so that theme night was a little more difficult because not everyone was there.
No, Friday. Friday's day number two. So Thursday night is the Bordello night. Friday night is...
Is it the 70s?
It's the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was skipping to day three. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, because I'm not used to... starting holiday on a Thursday. It's kind of right? awesome.
It's weird, but awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's 70s theme.
That's 70s
which,
theme.
Which, again, I think it's a great theme.
For a party.
For a party. My concern is, and I don't want to be negative Nancy over here, but my concern is, it's in the fucking rainforest. Mm-hmm. Polyester is the 70s. It screams the 70s. So it's in the rainforest, or at least in that sort of, it's going to be hot.
Yes.
And muggy. And yes. Moist. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be moist on me because of sweat and nasty shit. I want it to be moist because it's like lady moist. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that one was a hard one for us to come up with costumes for because you think 70s, you think polyester, you think bell bottoms, or like a lot of the women's, even dresses that are short, have long sleeves.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you can find things, but it's a lot harder.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. That one was really difficult to come up with something that we're not going to absolutely melt in.
But I think we.
I think we've done okay.
I think we did kind of amazeballs.
Yeah.
Because what was left of my costume wasn't completed, but Lawrence and Jess dropped us off a few weekends ago mm-hmm. from being out and about. And Lawrence goes, what's that? I said, oh, it's my costume for the 70s night at Passion. He goes, oh, man, now I'm jealous. So pretty excited for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay tuned for pictures.
That's right. Yeah. Let's just say mine is interactive.
It is. You're right. And
yours, I will say, is when I think of the 70s, mm-hmm. it is the epitome of exactly what I think about, like the 70s.
Well, we'll see what everybody else out in podcast land and Twitter land thinks.
Yes.
By the weekend.
We're looking at you, microphone people.
All right, we're ready for Saturday now?
Saturday,
yeah. So this was the one that they moved to a day party because of people leaving to go to dinner and just getting out of the resort a bit on Saturday. So that one is a pool party.
Yay!
Which is kind of, a very easy theme for a resort where most of the action happens around the pool.
Also, that's clothing optional.
Yeah. So that one was difficult because you're like, okay, it's a pool party and we're generally mostly nude when we're sitting around the pool. So now we put on a pretty swimsuit. What do you do for this? Yeah. So this one was, again, this was a tough one.
I think a lot of people are going to get really lazy on this one.
Yeah.
We, on the other hand, did not get really lazy. I think it took you 3 nights to make your costume and one or two nights to make my costume. So it's...
Yeah. It took a bit of... This was probably the one that we've actually put the most work into. But again, it just... Yeah, because I don't really do the whole sexy swimsuit thing and whatever.
Well, you do sexy swimsuit thing, but that's called any day that ends in Y.
Yeah, it's But, you know, like the ones that are like super plunging and whatever.
Yeah, every swimsuit that you have is sexy. Like the new one you bought. It's sexy.
Yeah.
You should, microphone people, I'm talking to you. You should see the cleavage that she gets from this new swimsuit that she just bought this weekend. It's amazing.
I'm sure over the next month there will be a picture somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure there will. Like, it's hot.
Mm. Yeah.
You're all tits in that one. It's great. Sorry, breast man.
It's okay. It doesn't even have padding in it either.
Which is crazy, because that means it's all you, baby.
Because some of them have padding in them, which is kind of nice, because then, you know, it makes it look bigger. So
you don't have to make them look bigger.
Product placement.
Yeah, right. They're all big there.
The...
Godzilla. Sorry. What it means is you're going to go, roar, and then your spine is going to glow, and you're going to shoot lasers out of your tits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's classic Godzilla. Classic Godzilla.
I love it.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, and so that one was difficult again. Yes. Because they're easy themes for a general party or for a vanilla party, the 70s and the pool party.
Yeah.
But for something like this, it's kind of difficult.
Where you're trying to make it a little sexy and a little flirty, you know, and maybe
but not be boring.
Like, you don't have to make it sexy and flirty. Let's make that very clear. But come on, that's kind of the fun of it, is being creative and clever with your costumes.
And that's one of the tricky parts, especially at a resort where it is going to be warm. Because the same thing with Desire, we had the same kind of, I'm going to say, quote-unquote issue with that, is there are these theme nights, which are great theme nights, but you're at a resort where it is warm and humid, and so the question is, how much skin do you show? How close to the theme do you stay? Are you serious? Are you funny? Are you cheeky? Like, where do you go along that line? And it can, of course, vary from night to night. How elaborate do you want to go? Do you even participate? Because you don't have to participate.
Yeah.
Some people, I know, I've seen on the Desire forums and in chats that we've been in, that some people just say they do like a themed t-shirt or something because it's less to pack and, you know, it's easy and they don't necessarily want to bring a lot of stuff with them. Meanwhile, we have two large suitcases only for costumes.
Yeah, and a steamer trunk for toys. And yeah, I mean, we got lots of shit, folk.
Yeah, but it is kind of one of those fine lines of how much effort do you want to put into it? How much skin do you want to show? What direction do you want to go with the themes and the costumes? And that's tough. It really is. And I know we had a lot of discussion about it because at first we were like, well, we don't want to take a lot of stuff. And it was like, but we like dressing up. We enjoy this.
The costumes
this is fun.
Are fun.
Yeah. And it's fun to be creative with them.
And I got to be honest, I'm one of those people that I am less interested in the people that don't put effort into the costumes. Because for me, I see that, and this is me just judging, but I see that as sort of a flag on how they're going to be in bed. Because if they don't put any effort in the costume, how do I know they're going to put any effort into play? And again, that might be unfair, but I can't help it. That's how I feel.
I get it. I do.
You know,
but again, it is, I think it is situational as well. In especially with some place that you have to fly to, how much luggage does that take up? Now, the benefit is that the rest of the resort is clothing optional. So if you're planning on being nude most of the rest of the time, you have to have some dresses and clothes for the restaurant area when you're eating dinner and stuff like that. So you do have to have a little bit of something, but it doesn't have. You don't need a lot of other clothing,
right,
per se.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Put some effort in, folks. That's all I'm asking.
I just like to see the creativity.
That's right. And if you're creative with your costumes, you're going to be creative in bed.
Yeah, it's quite possible.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Mm-hmm. Fourth night.
Ooh, yeah. I'm so excited for this one.
Yeah.
It's like feathers, leather, sparkle, and glisten.
Sequins
and sparkle. Yeah. There you go.
Sequins and sparkle and feathers and leather. It's basically just dress up and look pretty.
Yeah,
it's a fancy dress.
It's
let's
a
say.
Fancy dress.
Fancy dress.
But your costume,
yours is fun too. You have a new piece for that.
I do have a new piece that was custom made by D Design.
Yeah.
And yes, you'll see pictures posted, and go buy your shit from her. She makes amazing stuff. She has an Etsy store. We'll link to it. Later. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got a new piece for that. I'm really excited for that. So that's going to be a fun one. That's also a difficult one to travel with.
Yours is mine very
is a,
difficult.
Mine is a difficult one
it
to travel
It needs its
with.
Own suitcase.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to tell people what it is, but I am going to say that it recently stepped off the stage in like 2011 from the Australian burlesque competition.
2012, something like that.
Somewhere around 2011, yeah. 2012. We finally dug up and found the original picture of it being used on stage by a burlesque artist, performer lady.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be amazing.
And that's going to be the last night before we leave. Yeah. So that's kind of like a big hurrah before everybody goes home.
Last hurrah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Awesome. I'm so excited for that. Like, so excited.
Mm. So let's talk about, for people that have never been to any kind of resort, lifestyle resort, kind of takeover, party, anything like that, let's talk about some of the ins and outs and the logistics of it. Because obviously we've got the theme nights, and we've talked about how much you want to participate in those versus not.
Do it.
Yeah, do it. Because I know that early on we talked about, let's just, especially for Desire, where we have a lot of stuff to take, is like, let's just go simple. But then knowing us, because we like to dress up and we like to put the effort in, I knew that if we didn't do that, we would feel left out and sad on the night that, oh, we really didn't do anything. And I would feel shamed a bit. I know that other people may not shame us for it, but I would shame myself
for
it.
The shame lizard. I mean, shame wizard.
Yeah.
Hi, shame lizard. Okay, it's a Big Mouth reference. Sorry, people, it's going to be a lot of those for the next little bit because we just watched season two and we're going to start back on season one. But anyway,
so,
I agree. Yeah. I'd feel the same way. It's one of those things.
I'd be like, there's all these people that actually put effort into it and I didn't.
And I didn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does. I think it does sort of affect the way that you...
It would affect my enjoyment of the night. Again, nobody else may see that or think that, but I would think that about myself.
So I'm going to compliment you, and I may be jumping ahead on your notes because, you know, Angela's got a whole sheet of notes over there. And
that's okay.
Typical Bradford. I got a bottle of wine. so I got to give you credit on packing in a very, very smart way. So it is clothing optional resort. So minimum clothing, it's sexy clothing. We all know sexy clothing tends to pack small.
Yeah.
What she did was she took gallon-sized baggies, or I guess in Australia, I think they're just called large.
Large, Large Ziploc bags.
Large Ziploc bags. Wrote the name of the night, the theme, and you may have even written the day.
I wrote the name and whose. Yours, mine, or both.
And so then stuffed them down inside of it. So basically, we've got suitcases that are full of costumes, but each costume is in a Ziploc baggie. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is grab out the Ziploc baggie for that night, pull out your costume, then it's ready, and then that next night you can stuff it back in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or night when it's over.
I did that just because, for one, we have so many costume nights that it helped me keep track of. I basically didn't put it into a baggie and put it away until I had all the parts for it. So it helped me keep track of what still needed to be done as far as crafting the costumes or buying parts, making parts, whatever it may be. But just making sure that we had all of the pieces for a costume done, and then also put them all together so that on that day and on that night, again, because especially at Desire where we have 2 weeks. So we have 14 nights in a row.
Of costumes.
And I don't want to be digging through suitcases, throwing stuff all over the room, trying to find where's this, where's that. And inevitably, knowing me, I would forget, I had this to go with that costume.
Exactly. And then
some little accessory that I would forget that I had. And so by putting it all in the baggie together, it helped me mentally prepare. But then also, I think it'll help when we're there to just have it all together and be able to assemble ourselves.
I agree. And I think it's not a bad idea to, once we get home, store it that way.
Yeah. I also think it's going to be interesting because it's been so long since we've flown through the U.S., but to see how, I'm pretty sure that bag will get TSA checked because I'm pretty sure all the plastic baggies on a scanner are going to show up a bit weirdly. So I'm willing to bet they're going to open that one up.
Strangest drugs ever.
But they're labeled with our themes and whose they are, but because I know that when we came back from the States last time, we had bought some board games and card games and stuff. And some of them, a couple of them were in our carry-on luggage. And that got searched, of course. And the lady, when we were talking about it with her, she's like, oh yeah, the cellophane shows up weirdly whenever it goes through the x-ray scanner. So I'm pretty sure that that bag is going to get TSA checked.
That's fine.
But it's fine.
As long as they don't open up our baggies and mix our clothes up. I know. If they do that, I'll cut
Oh my someone. God, if you work for the TSA and you open up our suitcase, please do not mix up the costumes. I will have a heart attack.
Yeah, do you know how hard we worked for this?
You could look at them.
Angela. How hard Angela worked for this?
You could look at them, just don't mix them up.
And don't try them on. That's weird.
But if you look better in them than we do, please take a photo and send it to us.
Still weird, but sexy. We need to put our phone number in there.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love it.
Oh, that's great. But yeah, I was so impressed with that idea, and it's great. Mm. It's just epic.
Mm. It's the only way I could stay organized and make sure that we've got it all covered.
So glad one of us is organized. I'm not. So, organization, what do you have over there on your list?
So, I was starting at the beginning of a holiday. I guess we've already talked about packing a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we necessarily need to say a whole lot more about that. But I was going to start with arrival. Because one of the things
I heard arrival. Like, we have arrival? Who's against us?
No. Arrival. You mean, getting there.
Right.
Because I know that, especially for, like, passion, for Desire, we really only had one option coming from LA that was direct. And so that was a non-issue. But going into Passion, we had three flight choices. We could get in early in the day. We could get in mid-afternoon. We could get in kind of in the evening. And so the question is, which one do we do? And last year, we got in about 11, 11:30, something like that. So a little bit earlier, which was really nice. And I think it's kind of like going to the Swingers Club in that you're there as everybody else is arriving and coming in. And so that way you're kind of greeting people and you're there as that energy is building. And I like that.
I do too. It is much easier to greet people than it is to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
So I would highly recommend anybody who goes to something like this, get there early.
Yeah.
And we've said that before. I think you're spot on.
Yeah.
Is that when you're there already comfortable and seated and you've got your cocktail and somebody comes in and you go, hi, my name is Bradford and come sit with us.
Mm.
That's a lot easier. And you're doing two things. One, you're helping them by giving them an opening and allowing them to come
acceptance.
Into your circle and get that acceptance. And two, it gives you the control. You're in the reins to do that. So, you know, if you're coming in where a bunch of people are already sitting down, they're already chatting, they're already laughing, it could be hard for you to bust in. And because I remember last year was great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a very lucky position in which it started out with one small circle.
Well, we were in the first van load to get there.
First one small circle, then a couple of small circles, and then it ended up being one giant circle. We kept spreading out and adding more chairs.
In kind of the pool bar area.
In the pool bar area. And I think it was so much fun, but
yeah, I think
it's easier to already be there.
Yeah, I think it's definitely better to get there early.
Your vacation starts earlier.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm also curious to see how it goes for us at Desire because we actually arrive early afternoon. So I know there's going to be a lot of people that are coming in earlier in the day, both from flight times that I've seen and also some that are getting there the night before, staying in Cancun, and then going to the resort that morning. So there will be a lot of people already there, but we're not getting there like at dinner time. So I'm kind of curious to see how it goes getting there midway.
Yeah.
Because we'll be coming in, but so will a lot of other people at that point. Because it's the only direct flight from LA, so it's what we took. Because I wasn't going to deal with another connection at that point. We have enough time on planes.
Agreed. Oh, you don't like airplanes?
I don't mind airplanes, but after flying for like, I don't know, how far is it? 14, 16 hours?
14 and a half hours just to get to LA.
And then it's another 4 or 5 something to Cancun. I didn't want to throw a layover in there, have another stop at another airport, and then add another hour or two on just because of the way the flights go. No, we're going easy.
Man, coming home's going to be long. That's 18 hours. 20 probably with a layover.
Yeah, I would say easy because I think our layover is 4 or 5 hours.
There you go. It's going to be 22 hours to get home.
Generally, yeah, it's usually...
If you live in the States, please listen to this and respectfully understand how exhausting it is to get to Australia and from Australia.
Yeah.
We're down here all by ourselves.
You're generally, unless we're going to Southeast Asia, if we're going to Europe or the U.S., we're spending anywhere from probably 22, 23 hours up to... 36. It was 32, I think, last time we went home.
Well,
so,
yeah, and just going to when we went to Amsterdam for work, it was a 34-hour flight and then a 2-hour train ride.
Yeah, yeah. So just keep in mind that we're freaking far from everybody else, and it takes us a lot of time and effort to get places.
Yes.
And I think that goes for anyone in this kind of South Pacific area.
Bali High. Sorry.
Did you go from New Zealand, Singapore?
Well, South Pacific popped into my head and I couldn't turn it off. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair.
I actually like that show.
It's a great show. Yeah, yeah. More places should do it.
Yeah. That's really all I had on the arrival was just timing. You know, when you're planning, if you have control over it, you know, when should you get there kind of thing, you know, early, mid, or what? And I'd say early for sure.
And if this is a first time for you, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, this group, everybody's there for the same reason. Everybody's there to have fun, be naked, and be sexy, and make friends.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of go in with your smiles and happy face and a good positive attitude, and I think you'll get whatever you invest.
Absolutely.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Positivity is an investment. You put it in, and it makes dividends.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's a penis.
Can it be both?
Can it be both? The penis. You put it in, and you thrust a few times, and then suddenly you make dividends.
And they pay out.
Yeah. No, they put out.
Oh, right, right. Okay, that's it.
Sometimes I like to put out on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Are you ready to move on?
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
No, hang on. I'm imagining those giant tits again.
Okay. So one of the questions that we've actually seen, there's a group chat that we've been part of for a lot of folks that are going to Passion in Paradise. Also another one for Desire.
Also
and another one
for the
other
Desire. Look, people, we've got Kick for one, Rocket Chats for another, and MeWe for the third. Can agree on a single? Like,
just this, use one platform. Come on, people.
We need one ring to rule them
all. Yes, all the groups need to agree and just use one.
Bloody hell.
One of the questions that has come up on all of them is, because it is a clothing optional resort, how quickly do people dress down and are they naked? And do you have to?
Yes.
Do you want to address?
Oh, was I not answering? Sorry.
Do you want me to answer?
No, go ahead. No. So as I recall, at least from Passion, and admittedly, we have not been to Desire.
Right.
But I'm going to assume Desire is the same as Passion. It's just bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I remember when we first got there, we all stayed pretty well dressed for greeting everybody.
At least a sundress or sarong or something.
Yeah, shorts and a t-shirt for the guys. Yeah. And look, I think it's one of those things that if somebody had taken their top off, which I vaguely remember somebody taking their top off one of the ladies, nobody even noticed. It happened and that's just what it was. But I think ultimately it's whatever you feel comfortable in.
And I would say that lasted for about the first few hours as everyone was arriving.
Yeah.
But once most people were there, that's when the clothes started coming
exactly.
off.
Exactly. Once there was about 20 to 30 people,
that's
when people started going, well, I'm going to get in the pool, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And clothing was quickly shed.
Yeah.
But again, what I loved about it was that it was no different than our secret spot on a random night. You would have couples sitting down who were fully clothed, talking to couples who were completely naked, talking to couples who were in bathers.
Yeah.
And nobody really acted any differently. That was all dependent on your comfort level.
And even throughout, and I would say, I'm going to make a blanket statement because I can't think of anyone who didn't at some point, but I think everyone got naked at some point. If not for most of the weekend, most people were nude. But you did see sitting around the pool, somebody would have a swimsuit on from time to time, or a bikini or whatever. But so there were swimsuits from time to time. Of course, breakfast we had to have, anytime we were in the restaurant, we had to have bottoms on. I think it was only bottoms that we had to have on. So we did have to wear some clothing. I am a little disappointed this year in the schedule that's been sent out. I'm curious to see what reality is. But in the schedule that was sent out this year, there's dinner time. And then the theme nights start at like 9. So dinner goes till 8. Theme night starts at 9. I'm going to guess that that timing is a little bit loose. But I'm a little disappointed by the fact that the theme night doesn't start with dinner. Because it did last year.
So I thought that too, but then I was talking to the lady this week, and she insisted that no, the only time that happened was the last night at the banquet dinner. Did the theme party start at the same time?
Because that's the night I'm really thinking about in particular, because everyone was sitting around dressed up.
Yes, because I even commented on, remember, I was like, oh, remember Lawrence? He was wearing
the genie lamp. Yeah.
And I remember him going through the buffet line. Yes. It was fucking hilarious because he had this giant genie lamp on in the buffet line. And she goes, yeah, but that was the last night.
Was that the only night?
And she goes, every other night we would eat, because everybody ate at different times.
Okay.
And then we would all come together. She goes, now I don't remember if it was at 9 o'clock or a little earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
So maybe I complained about it. And I think you and I are misremembering.
Okay. We may be misremembering.
Because I do trust, when she said it that way, I was like, oh yeah, I do vaguely remember that now.
Yeah. Because the only time I actually, admittedly, the only dinner I really, truly remember, like, physically sitting down for was the last night.
Exactly. Me too.
So, yeah. Okay. I'll trust the lady then.
We'll trust. But, you know, so last year, though, the first night was catered. Mm-hmm. The last night was catered. Mm-hmm. This year, the first night is only nibbles.
Yeah.
The last night is catered.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens then.
We shall see.
Yeah. I'm also curious about Desire because, of course, they have restaurants and things that you go to.
Multiple restaurants,
so, that'll be, you know, you wear a sundress, wear something, some kind of clothing for dinner. And then afterwards are their theme nights. But from everything I've heard about Desire, especially the Life on the Swing Set Takeover Week, is that most play happens late at night.
Yes.
So I expect those are going to be some like OSS late nights, sleep in a bit in the morning.
You know, the bright
take
side,
a nap in the afternoon.
The bright side of this is by the time we get done mm-hmm. with Desire and come back home, we'll still be on home schedule.
That's true. That's very true. No need to worry about jet lag.
No, there will be no jet lag because we'll be, you know, sleeping the same as we sleep here, That's just true. Over there.
Yeah, very true.
But yeah.
Yeah. So in that case, I think it makes a little more sense because I think the resort is structured more towards late night parties and play and whatnot. Passion is a bit, but it's mostly because the people make it that way. Which maybe Desire is too, and it's just everything we've heard that because there's so many people, because size is different, that then structures the resort that way. I mean, because we've all heard about the 2 a.m. pizza at Desire, and I want to...
We also hear that there's tacos. Look, I'm on Angela's side now.
Yeah, and I was going to call Cooper and Dylan and the swing set folks out on this one, because everyone talks about the 2 a.m. pizza. Nobody mentioned the tacos until probably a couple weeks ago on the group chat that we've been on for months now. Somebody finally mentioned that there's tacos at late night too, which tacos are one of my absolute favorite foods in the world.
It was really funny because
so I was very excited to see
I got
that.
A screenshot and a text from that. Uh-huh. It was midday. There are tacos!
Yes.
Like, yeah,
you have to let us know because like late night pizza's good, but tacos are even better.
Well, because you can have one hand in the taco and one hand in a taco. You know, I got my beef taco in my left hand and a fish taco in my right hand. That's all I'm saying. maybe I'll be eating my fish taco uh-huh. with one hand and have a, you know, a fur burger in the other hand.
Well, yeah. That's saying. Possible too.
And then be ready for my bratwurst. Sorry. I can't control myself sometimes. I'm really excited to go on vacation. Please don't fuss at me.
Yeah.
I just want to go on vacation. back to the original question, which was, when do we get dressed down? Yeah,
right.
And how does that happen? Look, it's up to your comfort. What are you comfortable mm-hmm. in? And when do you want to dress down and
And I know that there were some people last year at Passion that were really concerned about it, and they were self-conscious, didn't necessarily want to dress down very quickly. But once, you know, half the people are naked and everyone's encouraging you, peer pressure is a bitch. But once you get naked and you have that sun and that heat and that warmth on your skin,
it's so great.
Oh my God, there's nothing better. There really isn't. And everyone embraced it. It was,
you know, awesome. And it's funny because I remember, and I wanted to do it again this year. I remember us going with the Ginger Tramp, walking out down the nude beach area and getting some photos taken down there. And one of my favorite pictures I've ever had came from that, where I'm covering my bits up and like, and the waves are crashing around me. I posted that one to my personal Facebook account, which I probably should put up again in honor of vacation. But it was great. It was so fun. And then we've got the picture of you and I, the gif of you and I doing our naked dance. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. Goofy, sexy.
I'm so fun. I'm so fun. I'm so excited for the fun. I'm also fun. Just saying. If you're in Sydney between this week and that week, and you know. Sorry, I'm pimping myself out on the podcast.
You don't have too many free nights, actually, looking at the calendar.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But there are a few free nights.
There are a few. That's right.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
What else you got over there?
So one of the other questions that we get asked, and we even have kind of dealt with this one a bit ourselves, is do you do any activities away from the resort?
That's a wonderful question.
It is, because I know that for Passion last year, we had spent the week before up in the Daintree Rainforest, which was really nice. So we had done the scuba diving. We had done
whitewater rafting.
We'd done a lot of activities. We'd seen a lot of things, a lot of animals and trails and stuff. And so we'd already done a lot of that. But this year, we're only going for Passion. We're not doing the rest of the stuff beforehand. And there was a group that popped up and said, you know, does anyone want to go out snorkeling on the reef? And I mean, we've been to the Great Barrier Reef now twice, and it was a lot of fun both times. And I kind of feel like with the way that we as humanity are treating our environment, we should see it as much as we can before we bleach it and it's gone.
Wow. Preachy much? I'm kidding. I agree. I'm just being mean.
But it's also fun. I mean, it is. And each time our experience has been different. We've seen different things. And this is going to be a group of people we're going to Passion with. So it's going to be, because it's what ended up happening was we basically got enough people to take over the entire boat that's going out.
So it's 6 couples.
14 people, I thought.
Oh, 7 couples.
7 couples. Okay. So there's 7 couples that'll be going out for half day on the reef. And we really debated, because part of us says that's even the first day, or well, the first full day. So we wake up in the morning there. And we kind of debated, because it's nice to go to the resort and just be there. And you're surrounded by the sexy people the whole time. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You're just there to relax and enjoy yourself. And there's something really, really nice about that. But again...
Well, so why would you leave?
Yeah, kind of, but again, snorkeling. And so we really kind of debated about this.
I will say, and just to be absolutely honest, if we weren't going to Desire, I would have said, no, let's not go. Mm. Let's stay at the resort and just chill. Because the other thing to look at is it's expensive to go to these resorts. You know, you're looking at a pretty big chunk of money to go and spend your time at these resorts.
Yeah.
So... do you really want to spend more money to leave?
Yeah.
And you're not, still spending the money to stay at the resort. So, but, you know, it was another one of those things where we knew one of the 7 other couples, we know we're one of those couples and we know 3 of the others and know them enough that we've played with 2 of them and are good friends with a 3rd.
Right.
So
all but played with the 3rd. Yeah, we've played around the 3rd, but
Well, yeah, that's true. Actually, we have seen them naked at the club. We've just never played with them. Yeah. We've played in the vicinity of them, but we like them. They're lovely human beings,
and
you know, the other 2 couples we've actually played with. Mm-hmm. So this was an opportunity for us to go out and just sort of hang out with friends.
Yeah.
In an experience of snorkeling at the Great Barrier Reef. I mean.
Right. Yeah.
You know, people can't see it at home, but I'm throwing my hands up in the air like, why wouldn't you do this?
Why would you not? Yeah.
So it was one of those things for me that was kind of, it became an easy thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, of course, let's do this. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going out with some of our best friends and 3 new couples that are, you know, of course, I'm assuming we're going to like them. We tend to like everybody at the club or at the resort. Mm-hmm. So it was an easy choice. And plus, it's only half a day.
Right.
So you're not out that much.
Yeah. And the other thing is, so let's talk about going off-site first of all, and then we'll come back to on-site. But the other thing is that looking at Desire, we did have the debate as well, because there's bird watching tours we can take, you know, from there, because it's in Cancun. So there's bird watching stuff we can do. There's the ruins that are nearby. There's a lot of stuff that you can do around the Cancun area that you can go off the resort and go out for an afternoon, a day, whatever. And so we really kind of debated, because we've both been there before in different capacities, but at the same time, it would be fun to do some of these things
together
and now. But ultimately, by the time we get to Desire, we decided we just want to be at the resort relaxing. This is our holiday. You know, touristy stuff can come later. That can be another trip.
Yeah.
But, or maybe added on another year to Desire.
And that's sort of what I'm thinking, because one of the things you can do from Desire is snorkel and dive with whale sharks.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that'd be fun, but it's not the right time of year this time.
Mm.
So I was thinking, well, next time we could do that and then maybe some of the touristy stuff and then a week of Desire kind of thing.
And I know that some people are going to go off the resort and do some of that stuff. So it's kind of a mixture, but it is something...
Even friends of ours have kicked around.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think it's something to think about is, while you're there, you know, do you want to spend all of your time on the resort or do you want to go away? And I know that before Passion last year, I was concerned that I would get bored and that there wouldn't be enough activities going on at the resort to keep me entertained and for me to want to stay there the whole time. That is no longer a question. It's there because there's so many people and so many varied interests, and there is actually a lot of activity going on that I had no problem staying entertained. I didn't get bored at any point.
Well, you know, just to talk to folks about things that aren't sex that happened at the resort. Just last year in the few days that we were there, we met some balloon artists and we were blowing up balloons. And, you know, I have a little bit of history with balloon animals. So three, four of us were playing with balloons and putting balloon animals. And, you know, for folks who were like, oh, well, you're at a swingers resort, shouldn't you be, you know, fucking people? You're like, look, you can't fuck all the time.
And it's making those human connections.
Yeah. And so that was fun. And plus, for those people, you can double stuff a 260Q and it becomes like a dildo. So Angela had multiple balloon dildos to play with. Yeah. And this year, we're going to try to make a double-ended dildo that two women can use at once.
I've asked specifically for that ahead of time.
And apparently, it's going to happen.
I've heard it's possible.
Yeah. So, you know, then we had board games and card games. We did what we called the World Series of Bullshit. Which if you never play Bullshit, it's a great game. But anyway, so that was fun.
And there's just sitting by the pool reading your Kindle.
Yeah, and chatting or listening to music.
Yeah.
Or I think one day, for at least 2.5 hours, we played volleyball in the pool. And then one day, we were all trying to tip people over off of the little floaty devices.
Yeah.
And playing with balls, throwing balls in and out. I mean, just like, not that kind of playing with balls. There was plenty of that as well. But, you know, it just goes to the point of, you know, there's so much stuff to do. People were walking away and going down the beach to take photos. People would bring their cameras and take their photos or their iPhones, whatnot. And I see that happening again this year. This year, I haven't decided if I'm taking it to Passion, but I'm definitely taking a Nintendo Switch to Desire, so that people who want to come to our room, and we're looking at you, the Bedhoppers, we're going to all get together and watch movies and play games.
Mario Party.
Mario Party, baby.
Yeah.
Mario Kart. So it's going to be, you know, stuff like that, which is fun.
And it's making those connections, putting the devices down. You don't have, because we don't have our phones on us.
We're picking up the devices, though, with Nintendo.
Well, okay, Nintendo. But I'm thinking phones, like social media. And
disconnecting from the world.
Yeah, disconnecting a bit from everything. It's fun. It's nice. There is no worry about carrying your phone around everywhere. I mean, we did a little bit for pictures, but that was it.
Well, and this year, we're both on a cellular plan that, from what I understand, does not get...
Yeah, we didn't get good signal. Well,
I did last year because I was on a different cellular
plan. Of us had a different carrier.
But now I'm on the same carrier as you, which is notorious for not getting signal here.
Just kind of nice.
I'm kind of fucking stoked for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But just, I guess the point of that long rambling statement was that, you know, it's not just about the sex.
Right.
It's about being comfortable in a space. And I think more importantly than anything else, something that so many of us don't have, which is, especially for the swingers, the bi community, the kink community, and the poly community, to have a space in which you don't have to be filtered.
Yeah.
Where you can say what you want and not really worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also, as part of the whole activities thing, I know that at Passion, we're going to be Sex Ed in the City. We're going to be doing two of the classes there. So that's happening two different days. There'll be those going on in the afternoon. The Swings, Life on the Swing Set, Week at Desire, they have a whole suite of activities going on every day. That,
my God.
The calendar looks amazing.
I mean, the number of stuff. Let's talk real quick about that.
Okay.
So, of course, at Passion in Paradise, we're going to be doing a blowjob and cock massage massage class.
It's going to be interactive, though.
It's going to be interactive. Yeah. So it's not going to be like the classes that we run here in Sydney where... It's just us lecturing at people and then me getting naked and Angela doing the naughty stuff to me. In this one,
naughty,
we're going to encourage everybody to be naked and the naughty stuff to happen as we're teaching it.
With their partners.
Yeah. With their own partners. Mm-hmm. So pretty excited for that. And then on Sunday, we're doing a Nuru massage class.
Yes.
Which is basically we've got tarps that are going to be laid out in one of the fields or one of the back areas, I guess, lawns.
Well, it's beachside.
It's beachside lawn. Yeah, beachside lawn. Yeah. And then we are going to have Nuru massage lotion made up to wear.
Yeah, and we're going to teach people how to do it, what to do. And I'm hoping, because that's Sunday, so that's well into the weekend, that I'm hoping that there will be mixing up and maybe not with your own partner. But we'll see how that goes.
Yes, and we will, of course, discuss consent and consent rules before all that. So it's going to be, I'm pretty excited for that. Mm-hmm. So then when you look at the Passion or the Desire, the Life on the Swing Set schedule, dude, I'm so excited for that. Things that include tequila bourbon tastings to late night stargazing from the spas to two foam parties, I think, which you've never been to a foam party.
No, I'm really excited.
It's
It's a little terrified, but a little excited.
It's
actually a lot excited, a little terrified.
I'm excited for that.
The only reason I'm ever terrified, and I would not be if I hadn't read Cooper S. Beckett's book, where he talked about, like, it was from the woman's perspective in the phone party, and she was concerned about breathing and not being able to breathe. And I never even considered that. So thank you, Cooper, for making me a little bit paranoid, but that's okay. We'll make it through. It'll be all right. I'm still going to do it. It's not going to hold me back.
I love it. I love it. So, yeah. And then you've got the classes on BDSM and impact play, on
pegging,
which, I mean, I think we're professional peggers, but to see them do...
I still want to see how the class goes and what they talk about. And you never know, you might learn something.
Oh, I'm going to learn something,
there's
sure.
There's always something to learn. Nobody knows everything.
Yeah.
And so I think it's going to be fun. And there's also the sex toy show and tell.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Which,
we're taking some of the geeky sex toys for that.
So we had a huge box delivered from Geeky Sex Toys on Monday, and it's I'm pretty excited. It's a lot of geeky sex toys. Anyway,
There's live podcasts that are going to happen.
Yes, from Sexual Dark Ages, from Life on the Swing Set, from Tristan Turimino's podcast, to our own podcast. We're going to get to do our first live podcast. In which we're going to be giving away some geeky sex toys. So,
amongst other things.
Yeah. Amongst other things. That's true. We do have some
branded. We have a little bag.
We have a little gift bag. So, yeah, I mean, I'm so excited for all the stuff that's going on. The talks, the meeting, there's speed dating, there's meet and mingles, there's...
It's going to be fun. So there's a lot of activities that are going on the resort. So again, when you're thinking about structuring your trip and do you want to do anything off the resort, take a look and see what may be happening there that you want to be around for before you decide to go off.
And then I know during the Swinging Down Under and We Got a Thing takeover, I haven't seen a schedule from that yet, but I know they've got someone who's coming in to do something on classes on photography, boudoir photography. I know they've got a couple of theme nights that are going on. I don't know exactly what their schedule is just yet. I don't think it's been released just yet.
Yeah.
But we are, I mean, we're a while out from that. So, a
few weeks.
Yeah. 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Get on it, C&D. I'm kidding. I'm so excited for, just to chill out. So if you're going to a takeover, you know, pay attention to what's going on because you don't want to miss something that
that you could really be interested
yeah.
in. And could, even if you're only a little bit interested or you don't know, you're, you know, you've not been exposed to it. Like, say, the impact play, the flogging or the pegging, but you kind of just want to see. It's a great time to go and just learn something and see if it's something you might be interested in or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Should we talk about the, like, big important thing with a lifestyle resort vacation?
What's that?
Condoms and lube and toys, and what do you take with you in that respect?
Holy shit balls, indeed.
So obviously condoms and lube, yes.
Because most of the time they are not provided. I know that right. Life on the Swing said they do have a condom sponsor. Mm-hmm. But still, if you've got a condom brand, trust me, you've got one that you love, that you know, that you want to use, bring your own. BYO.
Admittedly, also, I will say that we will be taking not only condoms that we like, but also large-sized ones for other potential play partners.
Yes.
Because it's good to have a little bit of variety for other people as well.
Yes.
Because, you know, not everybody's the same size.
I will say, so. I'm not a large-sized guy, but I prefer large-sized condoms because they move around a little more. Hmm. So, just saying.
Yeah. And definitely lube. If there's any toys that you like in particular or that you think you may want to use on someone else.
Yes.
Take those.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll probably take a flogger to maybe a paddle, some things like that.
Some strap-ons.
Yeah. Don't know how much we're going to use them, but it's always good to have just in case.
It's like everything else. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
We're probably going to take more stuff like that than we do actual clothes.
Yes, that's true. Well, we have a suitcase full of costumes, uh-huh. and we'll have a suitcase half that size full of toys and condoms and lube. Yeah. And what's the most important thing to take to a clothing optional resort?
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen. So, yeah, that's something that, because you don't want to burn your bits.
No.
Last thing you want is a bright red prawn between your legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I made a joke there.
Mm-hmm. I did. Yeah, I saw.
I mean, some of us are popcorn shrimps, and some of them are lobsters. But, you know, thought a lobster, but then a flounder.
Oh, dear God. It's been so long since I've heard that. Thanks for bringing that one back.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. So one last thing I've got on the whole lifestyle resort bit is just talking to your partner ahead of time about your play expectations.
Oh, we haven't talked about that.
No. Well, I think it's for us, it's like any other night at the club. But especially for people that don't go to
Do you have your tickets to Pound Town?
For people that don't go to swingers clubs routinely, yes. or maybe you're just kind of getting into things a bit and you just wanted to check it out, and, you know, be clothing optional and just kind of be in the environment, I do think it's really important to discuss with your partner beforehand what kind of play you're interested in, what's, again, allowed limits, what's allowed, what's not allowed, what may be situational. But I would say overall, be flexible and just, you know, be willing to go with the flow. Because you never know what situation may arise, what's going to happen, who you're going to meet, who you're going to be interested in. And I know for us, there have been times in play before where we may think that I'm not interested in somebody who X, Y, or Z. And then somebody comes along that fits in that category, but they're amazing. And it's like, holy shit, I really want to play with you. And so you have to be flexible. And I think that's really important in this kind of environment because it's holiday, you're laid back, you're rested, you're relaxed, and you're going to meet people from all over the world, all different backgrounds. It's going to be outside of your norm. And I think you have the opportunity to have some really, really awesome, amazing experiences with people from different areas and different backgrounds that, you know, can really open your world up a bit if you're open and willing to go for it.
I agree. And it's one of those things that I think you're right in that you should have a conversation.
Yeah.
But with outs. Mm. Meaning you have an out, like, because like you said, there's been those times at the club where you meet somebody and you come up to me and you're like, oh my gosh, you have to meet this person. And when I meet them, I'm like, this is not the person I would have ever expected you to go for. And it ends up being great.
Yeah.
So you sort of have to have that flexibility and the fluidity to say, all right, you know what? Let's give this a go.
And I trust your judgment.
Yeah, I trust your judgment. And so it ended up being a blast.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, too, I wanted to plug, we've talked about him a lot already, this podcast, but Cooper S. Beckett, he's got a couple of books out. One is A Life Less Monogamous, which is about a couple that are just becoming non-monogamous. But then the other one, which you don't have to have read the first one, because I read them out of order. I read A Life Less Monogamous first, but then Approaching the Swingularity. Mm-hmm. And so Approaching the Swingularity is at a resort called Aphrodite's, which has a very uncanny resemblance to Desire.
Yes.
And it's told from 7 different points of view about their experience at Aphrodite, a club with uncanny resemblance to Desire. So if you're curious about what it's like,
it's a really good
book. It's a great book. Yeah. You can find your copy. They're on audible.com if you like audiobooks, or you can go to CooperSBeckett.com/books and you can purchase them directly from him. So we've got a copy on Kindle and I've got a copy on audiobook, and I even bought my mom a copy so that she could give it a read, and she read it and she actually quite liked it. So I think it's a good thing to kind of, it's a little erotica, but it's actually very story driven.
It is. And it dives into a lot of different issues and situations and things that you may encounter in this kind of environment. And I think it's,
I think that anybody who is curious about going to a lifestyle resort should read this.
For sure.
And unfortunately, we don't get a Cooper, give us a percentage. That's all I'm saying. I'm kidding. All right. So you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, sure.
So that's our expectations and excitement about our upcoming 3 weeks and 2.5 weeks in Paradise. Mm-hmm. We will talk a little bit more about some of our other vacation stuff that's coming up in future podcasts. Yep. But for now, I think that's our lead in to, so you want to go to a resort. If you have questions, comments, or rude remarks regarding going to resorts, email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com. Or you can message us on the Facebooks, on the Instagrams, on the Twitters. We are at By the By Podcast on all of those. If you want to support us, we would greatly appreciate it. It helps us produce this podcast and maybe a couple other like sexy, cool things that we're trying to get off the ground in the not too distant future. You can go to patreon.com/bythebypodcast and support us there. So,
thank you for listening.
Thanks, and we'll see you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.